Tanaki Springs is a community surrounded by science, where residents there joke about whale song waking them up on their boats in the middle of the night, and huge old-growth forests are just steps away. And teachers at Tanaki School hope that a new way of learning science will better connect their students to what amounts to a giant outdoor laboratory surrounding their school. KCAW's Ed Ronco tagged along as they got their feet wet.
As 7th grader Quinn Keel watches the clock.
On your mark, get set.
One of his classmates, Rune Morrison Morrow, reaches into the water with long gloves.
I'm rubbing the rocks.
Why?
To get the bugs off.
And what's going to happen to the bugs?
We're going to look at them.
All right, thanks.
We're standing in the Indian River near Tanaki Springs. The students, 9 of them from the Tanaki School, are participating in a stream team field exercise. The bugs from the rocks will drift into a net that another student holds just downstream. Morrison Morrow has to agitate the rocks for 3 minutes, which is a very long time when you're stooped over in the middle of a river.
How much longer, Quinn?
Her classmates watch from the riverbank.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Stop.
Bing, 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 bing.
Very carefully lift the net up so nothing falls out.
The net comes out of the water, and after gathering bugs from a few different places in the river, the students move up the bank to a nearby shelter. The net is emptied into metal trays, and then the students use pipettes to look for the bugs in the debris.
Oh, wicked, I got a 2-in-1 deal.
Today's lesson in the woods is a bit more complicated than just looking at bugs. The students have been taught about the different types of stream bugs, or benthic macroinvertebrates if you want to get scientific about it. But more importantly, they're learning about how the abundance and diversity of stream bugs, the amount and the different kinds, can indicate whether the stream is healthy. And the health of the stream is important for salmon, which are also important.
Most of us eat salmon. Salmon's a big part of the economy. I think 1 out of every 10 jobs in Southeast is directly related to salmon. So salmon's a pretty big deal here.
That's Scott Harris with the Sitka Conservation Society.
I am the Restoration and Special Projects Coordinator.
And this special project is to help schools across Southeast Alaska better teach their students about the importance of salmon and their habitats.
You know, as kids are hearing this radio interview, if they are, they're probably rolling their eyes going, oh my God, more salmon. Because they get a lot of salmon in their curriculum. But the difference with this is what it takes is things they're already learning, basic principles of ecology, linking it to something that they're familiar with in their everyday lives and in their communities, and then taking it to the field.
This curriculum has been in use in Sitka for about 5 years. A group of teachers worked with the Conservation Society and built lessons for all grade levels, dealing with a variety of science concepts that meet state standards and expectations. But the stream team activity, what we're doing now and sort of the basis for it all, was developed by Blatchley Middle School science teacher Brenda Papoy and Robert Miller, a fisheries biologist with the U.S. Forest Service. Let's go back to the river, where another group of students is measuring the dissolved oxygen in the water. Not far away is Ken Merrill, an instructional aide at the school, who teaches science in the afternoons. He says there's a lot of science around the students every day.
Everything is right here. Tanaki Inlet's a very productive inlet for everything Southeast has.
But he also says the stream team lesson and the related curriculum will help him better engage his students.
They just have more interest, because in the classroom they would have been bored after 20 minutes. But you can see we're going on 3 hours now and they're still excited.
So. And frankly, so is he. Merrill is side by side with his students as they go looking for bugs. He helps the younger ones search, and he talks to the older ones about what they're finding. And he's watching as the students start to understand the different kinds of bugs and why they're important. He says it's rewarding as an instructor to see that moment when a student starts to catch on.
Oh yeah, you can see it. Whenever, every once in a while, I'll just bring up a subject, trying to get it across, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, you can tell when the light bulb clicks.
Harris says there are scientific ways to know if the curriculum is working too.
Well, we've actually measured it.
They've done before and after tests, but also the students put together presentations at the end of the school year. Harris says they show strong retention of the material, owing in part to their hands-on experience. To date, the Conservation Society and the Forest Service have trained 21 teachers who have shared the lessons with approximately 650 students across southeast Alaska.
Huna, Cake, Angoon, Tanaki, and Ketchikan. We're going to go to Prince of Wales, the communities on Prince of Wales, and Craig and Klawok next year.
And Harris says the lessons can be used outside the region, too, and that he hopes to share it with teachers statewide.
And it doesn't even have to be salmon. It's really a lot about water quality and healthy habitat for fish.
Back in Tanaki Springs, we've wrapped up at the river, and we're hiking into town. Along the way, 7th grader Rune Morrison-Morrow, the rock agitator from the beginning of the story, says that she enjoyed the day and that she learned a lot.
Without the bugs, there wouldn't be any fish. Without the fish, there wouldn't be any food.
And now she knows about dissolved oxygen and other things like that and thinks that maybe science would be fun as a job.
So they're not really good with cold and rain.
So maybe if you could count bugs in the tropics somewhere.
Yeah. Then it'd be okay.
Reporting in Tanaki Springs, I'm Ed Ronco.